Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
He didn't pull the Niners out of it and get them to that win in Los Angeles on Thursday night. If those things don't happen and then the 49ers lose to the Bucs like that, yeah, I think there's a different conversation about whether we want Brock Purdy to come back, because the guy whose job it is to win games when Brock Purdy is out is in this case not doing his job. But that is not the situation we're in. So it gives you a luxury, Spadoni, to where you have a situation with Brock where he is the future of this organization. You're not going to further complicate him or further risk injuring him more, aggravating that turf toe injury. You have the luxury to slow play it. We have been saying that for the last few weeks. Brock, get better. Brock, get better. Brock, get better. That is what Niner fans want to see. They want to see a healthy 100% Brock Purdy on the field. They don't want to rush him back just to watch him get carted off the field again. We did that already this year. It was not a fun experience. I'd rather not go down that path again. So if Mac Jones could keep holding down the fort, yeah, keep holding down the fort, buddy. Let's get Brock Purdy back 100% ready to go.
See, the difference is, as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming live from Laughing Monk Studios. Sam Lubman in for Joe Shasky alongside Joe Spadoni here. The difference between those other examples that we're talking about is we know the gap between Lamar Jackson and Cooper Rush. We know the gap between Joe Burrow and Joe Flacco. I don't think we know the gap between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones at this point. What is the gap between those quarterbacks? Seriously, can you tell me, Sam? What is the gap between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones right now? You tell me. Because I don't think it's that much. Nah. And I think that's what we're having a hard time talking about, and we don't want to, and we're afraid to say it. We thought the gap was a lot bigger between both of these quarterbacks, and we're finding out it's actually not that big.
You say it like it's an issue. Like, does it have to be an issue?
No, but it's an issue when I pay one guy like $6 million and the other guy like $200-plus million. That's when it becomes a...
Well, again, let's keep seeing how this plays out. I guess this is not the first time that a new quarterback has gotten off to a hot start with Kyle Shanahan. We saw it happen with Jimmy Garoppolo. We saw it happen with Brock Purdy. And then there was a regression.
Jimmy Garoppolo was a good quarterback, though.
Yeah, but he was never on the level of what Brock Purdy was able to do. And honestly, I mean, it's... I don't know, Mac Jones might be closer to what Jimmy did to the start than what Brock Purdy did at his start.
I know. I hate that we talk about Jimmy Garoppolo like he was a scrub, though.
He still regressed, and his regression was so bad that the Niners had no choice but to move off of him.
Yeah.
And Mac Jones, he's off to a great start. You know, what happens when he hits that wall that every Kyle Shanahan quarterback has hit and starts to regress? That's why a lot of people want to move off Brock Purdy, is because they think that Brock Purdy is starting to regress. Is he regressing because of ability? Is he regressing because of health? Is he regressing because he has literally no one around him that can keep him upright or he can, you know, reliably get the ball to? Yeah, you look at, again, we've been saying it ad nauseum this week, the Brandon Ayuk absence last year. Brock Purdy, before and after Brandon Ayuk, has been a very, very different quarterback. That's just a part of it. I'm not saying it's the whole thing. That is a part of, you know, what we've seen from Brock over the last few years. But at some point this year, we might start seeing it where, you know, Atlanta, they blitz more than anyone else in the league. You know who else blitzes a lot? Tampa, how did that work out for Mac Jones? There was a lot of times in that game last Sunday, Spadoni was just like, man, if you had some legs, maybe you get away from that pressure, keep that play alive.
You think Brock Purdy wins that game last week?
I think Brock has the Niners in position to win that game, yeah. I mean, he went into Tampa last year with a team that was in as rough a shape as this one and pulled out a win, threw 350 yards last year. And that was with Jake Moody doing everything he could to keep the Niners from winning that game. So, no, I think Brock Purdy was absolutely capable of going in and winning that game in Tampa.
They also had George Kittle last year. They did not have the wide receiver core that Mac Jones had last week. Let's put that into perspective. Mac Jones was a full participant in practice. Brock Purdy was limited, not official, but all signs pointing to Mac being the starter again. Damon from the dump truck wants to join in the conversation, and I asked it, what is the gap between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones right now? I don't think it's a lot. 888-957-9570. Damon, what's up, man? You're on the Morning Roast.
Man, Spadoni, I think you just hit it on the nail right there. What is the real gap between Purdy and Mac Jones? And I think it's kind of close. I mean, if you take 22 and 23 Purdy when he first hit the scene, then you could say, yeah, there's a difference. But after last year and what we saw from Purdy this year, I mean, it's like I don't think that there is as much of a difference. I think that, you know, Mac Jones actually kind of edges him out if you take, you know, what we saw from Purdy last year. I mean, and it's given that you have, you know, okay, all right, you know, guys weren't healthy, you know, but it's also his arm strength didn't look good. He was just making bad decisions. Balls were constantly popping out of his hands in the rain. So it's all of that you look at, and it's, you know, the question for me actually that no one's asking is, what if Purdy comes back healthy, but he's playing much like he did last year? That's the big question. I think that's what has a lot of people on the fence. I was never really big on this, you know, on fan the guy coming off of his worst, you know, season. But, yeah, I like the question as far as the gap. I don't think that the gap is that big. I do want to actually see Purdy come back to see, all right, what Purdy are we going to get? Because if you look again at that Jags game, when he threw that interception, the defender came up and he was like, "We already know what he was gonna do. Mm. We knew we got him. We knew." And the announcer even was saying it, that the defenders were like, "Oh, we got him." So has the league caught up to Purdy? They know his habits. They know where his strengths are, and they take that away from him. And you know, it's kind of like Kaepernick. Kaepernick was elite until they figured him out, and then he struggled. And he struggled. I mean, who's to say that that hasn't happened with Purdy? I think that we all want 22-23 Purdy back. We all want that. But is that what we're going to get? Or is it going to be more of Purdy from last year? I think that's what the big question is. And that gap isn't that big between last year's Purdy and Mac Jones. I think Mac Jones is better than last year's Purdy,
for
but
sure.
Not better than 22.
I hear thanks, Damon. Purdy. That's Damon for the dump truck. Yeah, absolutely. And I'll say this. I want to be fair to Brock Purdy here. You are only a sum of all your parts, right? So not having Christian McCaffrey last year, not having Brandon Ayuk for a good chunk, that's, you're not going to look as good without a running game. You're just not. Just like this offense this year. And last week, if you're not going to be able to run the ball effectively and you start losing all the key pieces, there was no Ricky Pearsall, no George Kittle, yeah, you're going to start staring down your receivers because you have to go to the guys you trust. Whether it's Kendrick Bourne or, in this case, DeMarcus Robinson, staring him down, that's what's going to happen. That's not Brock Purdy or Mac Jones specific. That's just the reality in this situation. That being said, I do understand what Damon's saying. Is like there's a fear that Brock's never going to reach the levels that he did a couple years ago, and I have a hard time seeing that too, but also that was an insane season. Like, you had the offensive player of the year in Christian McCaffrey. You had George Kittle being an all-pro. You had Deebo Samuel. You had second-team all-pro Brandon Ayuk. You had a historic offensive season. When I say historic, that means that doesn't happen often. So, yeah, he might not reach what he was 2 years ago.
Well,
he just wanted to be better than he was last year.
Here's the thing. Why do we say that like it's so certain? Like, if Kyle Shanahan is this quarterback genius who can turn Jimmy Garoppolo into the highest paid quarterback at the time, who could turn Mac Jones into a quarterback so good that he's making Niner fans want to punt their $250 million quarterback out the door, why do we just assume that Kyle Shanahan can't make magic with Brock Purdy again?
Like, why is that? He can.
Well, no, we're saying that he can't recreate that season he had in 2023. Why is it?
That was a historic season.
Well, I mean, it was...
The Patriots aren't going to replicate what they did in 2007 offensively. That's
yeah, you
okay.
don't think that Kyle Shanahan can't scheme up an offense that can let Brock throw for 4,200 yards again?
Or at least
just 4,000? Does he have to do exactly...
I'm having a hard time seeing that in the near future. Like, who's he throwing it to? DeMarcus Robinson?
Okay, is that Brock's fault that DeMarcus Robinson is his top target?
I just said, Sam, he's a sum of his old parts. I'm not blaming Brock.
No, okay, that's fine. But, like, I don't know. I just think this idea that, you know, Brock can never attain that level again. He's 26 years old. He's going to be entering the prime years of his career. Again, if you have an offensive line that keep him upright, I don't care how good you are as a quarterback. If your offensive line can't keep you upright, you're going to have struggles there. Brock has deficiencies that we've seen in the last year. I think part of it is him trying too hard. I think there's a mental block there, which is concerning because I've always felt that the mental aspect of Brock Purdy's game is one of the strengths that truly elevates him over guys like Jimmy Garoppolo or Mac Jones. But if we really believe in the system that he's around, that's what Brock is. He is a product of this system. His value is to the 49ers. He makes the 49ers engine hum better than other quarterbacks. In theory, that is why Brock Purdy got the money that he got. But again, as we talk about, you know, Kyle Shanahan bringing in the next core of this team, I think Ricky Pearsall is going to be one of the primary offensive focuses of the next great 49ers team. Maybe Brandon Ayuk's a part of that. That's still TBD there. We'll see how long George Kittle's here. The Niners probably need to get a new running back soon. But there's no reason to believe, I think, that Kyle Shanahan can't work to put another group of talented offensive players around Brock Purdy and have an unsuccessful season with him in the next 2 years. I don't see why that is so... That doesn't seem very far-fetched to me.
888-957-9570. Niner fans, what is the gap currently between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones? Mac Jones was a full participant in practice. Purdy, another limited participation. Not official. All signs, though, looking to point to Mac Jones starting again. Another primetime game. Is he going to have another primetime performance like he did on Thursday Night Football the other week? If he does, I'm just saying that chatter is going to get louder and louder. Plus, wait till you hear what Steve Young, yes, the Hall of Fame quarterback, was on with Willard and Dibbs last week, and he talked about this quarterback, we'll just call it a situation, and he used two words that I found very interesting. We'll get to that. But first, Warriors basketball's back. Don't miss your chance to see the Warriors take on the LA Clippers at Chase Center tonight. The first 10,000 fans in attendance will get a Best Buddies bobblehead. Buy your tickets at Warriors.com, and for your chance to score one of those bobbleheads, listen all this week, and it's the last day of this week, between 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. for this sounder.
Why they pick him?
When you hear it, you got to be caller number 5 to the contest line at 415-523-4652, and you'll win courtesy of the Golden State Warriors. It's Spadoni, Lumen, and Fraschaski on the Morning Roast, and that's what's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Cousins.
The one who's wanted all along.
That's right. That's what they say. That's what they say. Maybe it was Mac Jones, though, he wanted all along, Sammy. Some said Mac was the guy back in that now infamous quarterback class. Trevor Lawrence obviously going number one overall. You got Zach Wilson. And then number three was Trey Lance.
I actually did not like that.
I liked Mac Jones. I was on an island. That's fine. Everyone said I was an idiot. That's fine. I still might be. You know, Max looking good right now. He had one good rookie season. He might be a journeyman backup the rest of his career, but for now, seeing, he's a starter in the NFL. He is. I see Joe Flacco doing what he's doing. I see Daniel Jones doing what he's doing. I see Carson Wentz. Hey, it's the year of the backup. It just is.
It really is, actually.
And what is the gap right now,
unless
Niner fans?
Rush.
Yeah, no, he sucks. What is the gap right now between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones? I don't think it's much. I really don't, and I don't think that's some sort of hot take, and I don't think that's some indictment on Brock Purdy. I think it's we're all just kind of surprised of how good Mac Jones has looked, especially without a running game. They can't run the ball. They're one of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the Falcons are the best. And you might have heard this guy, Bijan Robinson. Pretty good.
He's doing all right.
so that's the tail of the tape on Sunday, by the way.
It
might not be about the quarterbacks at all. It might just be Bijan Robinson just dominating the running game.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is the perfect opponent for the Niners to get that running game going. The Falcons are right in the middle. They're 16th in rushing yards allowed per game, about 114 yards per game. The Niners, by the way, for comparison, are 19th in yards per game allowed at 107. So actually, I guess I'm going in the opposite direction here. Let me reverse it here. They actually have the 14th best run defense in terms of yards per game.
Okay, so there you go.
Let's flip it that way.
Flip it real good. Thank you. So you don't think, like, you think I'm a little crazy right now, do you, Sam? That I don't think the gap is very
Is this about something you said or just in general?
Just in general.
Yes, in general. But okay. If it's about something specifically, no, not as much.
Well, I'm just talking about the gap we're talking about. Mind the gap. Shout out the tube, right? Shout out Bart.
Mario London.
You know, Mac Jones, what he's been able to do. How could you not be impressed? First and foremost.
No, he's far outpaced anything. I mean, we've come a long way from Jermaine Wiggins saying that the drop-off is tremendous.
Oh, well, we had him. We had the guy over in Jacksonville, the radio host who does who works the flagship, saying this guy's an accident waiting to happen. He's the perfect quarterback if it's fourth and five and you want him to throw for a 3-yard pass. Like, that's what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what these people were saying about Mac Jones. It couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah. Mia O'Brien was more on the point. I mean, Mia O'Brien, we had her on. She had the line that I think about the most in terms of why Mac Jones is having success. And she said, you know, Mac Jones is every quarterback that Kyle Shanahan has had success with. And I think that's a part of it. It's just Mac fits everything Kyle wants. Not a shock. This is something that we've discussed a lot. He's not going to go out of the parameters of the offense, which is, I think, what Brock tries to do. And I say that, I mean, like, you know, Mac Jones, he's just going to run the play that is done there. He's going to do exactly what Kyle tells him to do, regardless of what that is. He's going to just go in there like a good quarterback, follow orders. Kyle says jump, Mac says how high. Kyle says throw, Mac says how far. The conversation we've been having about Brock, especially the last two off seasons, is how much is Brock allowed to do at the line of scrimmage? How much more control are we going to give him, you know, before the play call? And, you know, it seems like it's always a back and forth. Was it a couple of years ago, Shanahan and TK had like a 3-minute back and forth about it or something like that? Or
about
Shanahan? Yeah, Shanahan had like a 3-minute monologue about letting Brock make audibles and stuff at the line of scrimmage. And Brock, I think, is one of those guys. What Brock struggles in this offense is when he's trying to do too much. We've seen that over and over from him again, and I think the reason why Mac right now is successful in this offense is Mac has no desire to try and do too much in this offense. And I'd like to see that energy from Brock a little bit more when he comes back, but I think it's why Mac has been able to avoid a lot of the troubles that Brock used to get into, despite the fact that Mac is playing with, in you know, more or less receiving options, or not as ideal receiving options as Brock had at times last year.
I teased this sound in 888-957-9570. We're talking about the gap between Brock Purdy to Mac Jones. How big is it, 49er fans? I'm not saying it's a lot. Sam says there's still a gap, but could it be closing between these two guys? 888-957-9570. Steve Young, Hall of Fame quarterback, maybe most known, if you just look up quarterback controversy on Google, Yelp, whatever you're using, I don't even know. Google it.
Bing. Is Bing still
Bing,
a thing?
Yeah, Ask Jeeves. It's gonna be Steve Young and Joe Montana. This is the quintessential guy to ask about quarterback being a backup, the controversy, getting thrust in there, all the different question marks about it. Oh, and by the way, he's just really good about talking about football in general. Steve Young, last week, Willard and Dibbs talking about this 49ers quarterback situation.
It's awkward, but it's pleasantly awkward. Like, everyone involved is going to behave and do things good. Well, they're not going to. It's a good locker room. It's a good quarterback room. But it's just inevitable that. And I think the awkwardness brings out the best in both of them. Mac will support Brock 1,000%. Brock will support Mac 1,000%. That's just who they are. And so the awkwardness is going to be to the benefit of the 49ers. They just have to withstand all of the chat and the chitter chat that goes on. That's going to make it harder. It makes it hard to, you know, because it's going to every day they're going to try to make it controversial, something that's toxic, something that derails the success of the team, derails our ability to go win a championship, and they'll just make it feel and sound terrible. And people just have to live through it and say, no, it's not terrible. It's awkward, but it's creative, it's positive, and we're getting the best out of both of them. And they're just going to have to shout that back at all the places, because I think no matter what, people will try to get under people's skin, try to peck at it, and make it a problem.
Pleasantly awkward. I love Steve Young. He can come up with something like that. And this is a guy, by the way, in Steve Young, as we all know, his own coach, Bill Walsh, came out to the media and said, we got two starting quarterbacks. We actually have a quarterback controversy. Can you imagine in today's society, someone legitimately going out, like right now, Kevin O'Connell. Yeah, we drafted this guy, J.J. McCarthy, but you know what? We also have this other.
Well, stop being around the bush. Imagine Kyle Shanahan stepped to the podium today. He's like, all right, guys, before I read the injury report, I just want to say that we have two good quarterbacks that we really like, and I think we have a controversy right now. All right, now on for the injuries.
Well, yeah. Thanks for running over my Kevin O'Connell thing there for a second. But yeah, like that would be for sure. But J.J. McCarthy is a guy that just got drafted last year, clearly got hurt. He tore his meniscus. This season, he gets hurt again, and I think he's... Listen, this is me. This is speculating. He's been on the injury report with a high ankle sprain. I'm pretty sure he's probably been good to go, but Carson Wentz has been good. And the limited action we saw of J.J., clearly he wasn't ready to be a quarterback at this level. And they're like, you know what? You stayed there. It's fine. Carson, keep winning us games. We're good. Another year for you, J.J. It's fine. But if he went out and said, we got a quarterback controversy, that's basically saying, you know what? I'm not married to either one of these guys. But the fact is, you paid Brock $200+ million.
You kind of are married to him.
You kind of have to be married to him. But that being said, it's funny we say this, and we're playing a team, and if they're Niner fans, we're playing this team this Sunday where their backup is making more than the starter. Kirk Cousins is making over $100 million.
What was it, $180 million? Was that the deal?
Something ridiculous. Yeah. Coming off an Achilles, and he's over 35 years old. Insanity.
I honestly never understood that move that the Falcons did.
But
there.
Do you buy what Steve, I almost said Steve Kerr, Steve Young is saying there? Pleasantly awkward. Is that how you would define this quarterback situation?
I mean, I guess it's pleasant in that it hasn't gotten completely toxic yet. Like, I do think that it isn't, like, we're talking about out here on the radio and in the real world as if it's a big deal, but the fact of the matter is, these things, as I said, winning is the great deodorizer. And I think the fact that they are winning games right now, and you know, the last few weeks, the biggest issue has not really been the quarterbacks, but only the biggest issue has been all the players dropping like flies on the field. It's happening so much that the artificial intelligence is getting so much better at making these fake injury videos that I keep seeing on Instagram.
They're pretty good.
AI is learning too much about 49er injuries right now. So I think that goes to say that, yeah, it's just the injuries are overshadowing any kind of concerns that people would have about. And of course, ironically, Brock is one of those injuries. But I think there it is. It's just the fact that Brock is injured and fans want him to come back healthy. It makes it a lot easier to get behind a winning Mac Jones and be like, you know what? I'm cool with riding with Mac Jones right now until I don't need to. That is why I think this controversy is a little bit more pleasant, because this is not, an either or situation. It's not a true either or situation. This is you have an option that you can rely on until the other option's ready to go. The other option, simply put, is not ready to go.
I do think, though, as we're talking about this, and we're talking about what the gap is right now between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones, 888-957-9570, Sam Lubman and for Joe Shasky alongside Joe Spadoni here. And we got a massive game, Sunday Night Football, Levi's Stadium. It doesn't get bigger than that. Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth, going to be on the call, looking like Mac Jones is going to be the starter, going up against Michael Penix, Bijan Robinson and company for Atlanta. I do think part of the conversation and why I feel so good about Mac right now and why I believe the gap isn't very big is because he's been doing this, Sam, with all these injuries at the skill position players, with no running game. They can't run the ball. This is a run-first offense that is a bottom-five rushing attack.
Yeah, 30th in the league.
They're awful.
But
They're awful. They can't run it. Well, and he's still able to be 3-1 as a starter? It's incredible.
Well, they can't run the ball, but they still have a running back.
Yeah, but he's not running the ball.
Yeah, I know, but he's been in Carter brought up a good point at the break here. Like, we're talking about, what the gap is between Mac and Brock and whatnot, and people saying, Brock struggled last year, he didn't have his pieces, blah, blah, blah. One thing Brock did not have last year, other than four games, that Mac has not had to deal with, is the absence of Christian McCaffrey. And, we had the conversation the other week, is Christian McCaffrey having a good year? I think Christian McCaffrey is having a phenomenal season. I honestly, he is the straight-up, no-doubt MVP of the 49ers so far this season.
Oh, as a receiver, for sure.
Well, yeah, he is. I think him as a receiver has completely saved this 49ers season to start off. Like, Kyle Shanahan took what seemed like a weakness, and this is where I give Kyle Shanahan his flowers. I, Sam Lubman, Kyle Shanahan skeptic, giving him his flowers. We thought that the receiving game and the passing game was going to be a struggle coming into the season with Juwan Jennings missing all the training camp. We don't know what Ricky Pearsall is going to look like. DeMarcus Robinson's going to be out for the first few games. They're bringing Kendrick Bourne in. And Brandon Ayuk, he's still out. I thought coming into the season, throwing the ball might be really tough for this team. They're gonna have to really lean on this running game. And Kyle Shanahan, through all his genius, said, you know what? I'm going to steer into the skid a little bit. I'm going to use Christian McCaffrey as a receiver more.
Stop
instead.
The skid.
Exactly. And I call it, what the season that McCaffrey is having, yeah, I call it the reverse Debo. Remember in Debo in 2021, he was lining up out wide, and then they move him into the running back position.
The wide back.
And it completely revolutionized the Niners offense and rejuvenated the season. McCaffrey's done the opposite. He's gone from lining up in the backfield to lining up out wide, and it is, I don't want to say rejuvenated, because that would have mean that it was something else beforehand. But starting McCaffrey off as your primary receiver has been a godsend for this offense. This is all to say, what's Mac Jones looking like if he doesn't have that Christian McCaffrey escape hatch this year? Are we as high on Mac Jones if he doesn't have Christian McCaffrey to dump the ball down to?
Are we using this as a feather in the cap of Brock Purdy, what he did last season? He had a top 12 rushing attack. The Niners were a top 12 offense running the ball. Jordan Mason through 6 weeks was the best running back in football.
And you couldn't throw to him. You couldn't even throw to him because he's not a pass catcher.
You were running. Who cares? You had.
That's why you were struggling in the red zone last year.
No, because you couldn't throw it to your target and George Kittle, who was healthy. Sam, if you're really trying to compare what Brock had to deal with offensively, he didn't deal with nearly the struggles when it comes to the injuries that
I think we discount the impact that Christian McCaffrey has on this offense.
He can't run the ball.
Okay, he's still producing, Spadoni. I almost called you Shasky. Wrong Joe. But no, he's still bigger. He's easily the most productive offensive player for the 49ers this year. If you take Christian McCaffrey off this offense, they are buckus.
Hold on. Hold on.
Like, come on.
No.
We forget how good Christian McCaffrey is.
No, you're forgetting how good Jordan Mason was running the ball in this 49ers team, running the ball last year.
That's all he could do. Literally all Jordan Mace could do was just run forward. He couldn't catch. Yeah. He couldn't move side to side. He was just a battering ram, which is why he was done after 6 weeks.
Give Mac Jones a running attack and a healthy George Kittle and Debo, which, by the way, what Brock Purdy had most of last season. Yeah, they're much better.
You had Isaac Garendo the last half of your season as the running back. Come on.
Come on, it's what I'm saying right now.
You had Jordan Mason for 6 weeks.
In the first half, Sam, last year. They didn't win back-to-back games all season last year with a running attack. I just told you the stats. Don't let facts get in the way of your feelings. They were top 12
you had literally Isaac Garendo as a starting running back for half of your season,
Spadoni. Top 12 in yards per game
running. Yeah, and most of that was done the first few weeks of the season, then it was backsliding. How about this? Find me the rushing stats for the back half of the season. Where are they ranked there?
I'm giving you the season total.
Yeah, you're not going to get the season total because...
I'm giving you the season total right here.
Yes, I know,
127.2 per game. Right there.
That's great. And what was it like after Mason McCaffrey were gone?
We'll get the guy in the back. Look it up. Carter, look that up. Second half of last season. They really missed Christian McCaffrey. They were a top
Oh, yeah, you're right. They don't need McCaffrey. He's not important for the offense.
He might not be able to run the ball anymore. That just might be the reality, too. He might not be a elite running back anymore.
But he's done nothing productive for them this season because he can't run the ball.
Who said that?
That's what you're implying.
I said he was an elite receiver.
I'm putting words in your mouth.
You are. I said he was a great receiver.
I'll call you Mark Willard now.
There you go. I said he was a great receiver.
He has been a great receiver. He's getting more targets in his career than he's ever gotten. He's making lemonade with those targets.
Hasn't been a great running back this season. Just give me the facts.
Well, okay, that doesn't change the fact that he's still been this team's MVP.
The fact that Mac Jones has been able to overcome a non-existent running game throwing to DeMarcus Robinson.
You are so hyper-focused on the lack of running game. It's like,
this is a run-first offense!
But they're passing the ball this year! They're the number one passing game in the league, Spadoni!
Is it a run-first offense, Spadoni?
Get with the times!
Sure, you're right. Kyle Shanahan really doesn't... He wants to throw it all the time. You're right. That's what he wants to do.
You know what Kyle Shanahan's doing? It's called adapting. Adapt or die. That's what you have to do. Yes, that's what don't give me that yes.
Yeah, that's what he wants to do.
Is there a call we can go to? Damn, we could really use a call right now.
No, we can go.
Where's Tony in Oakland? I want to hear from her. Real Shanahan talk.
We can
talk.
Go to Greg Cosell, though, because he said something interesting last week. Greg Cosell studies film, best in the business, Willard and Dibbs every single week. All quarterbacks in the NFL, it's about scheme and coaching.
Let's think about maybe the 32 starting quarterbacks, maybe even 64 if you want to go to backups, because theoretically that's what Mac Jones is, a backup. They're probably not all that much different with regards to arm talent, accuracy, processing. There's a few elite guys that maybe have one really strong trait, whether that be great processing, great timing anticipation, amazing arm talent, athletic ability, but for the most part, it's more about the system that they learn in, and especially regarding the scheme and the play caller's ability to help them play and process consistently. That's what it's really about, guys. There's not, 20 guys who are like, oh my God, these guys can do anything in any system, and wow, they're great. There's, in fact, very few of those guys. And by the way, even the guys we consider great, they have a limitation or two as well. It's just that the coach understands how to, work around that and how to make sure that that limitation does not become an issue in critical situations.
888-957-9570 is the number. Niner fans, what is the gap between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones to you right now? Is it looking like another start this Sunday night for McCorkle, Jones, Purdy limited again in practice, not looking like he's going to suit up this Sunday, but he's getting closer, it sounds like. We had Jennifer Lee Chan on yesterday, who covers the Niners for NBC Sports Bay Area. And it's probably going to be next week or the week after. That's what we're looking at, a two-week window. So this is a massive opportunity. Again, prime time, all eyes on the nation in Levi's Stadium to see what Mac Jones can do. And we're getting a little excited over here. We're getting a little action. Getting a little Sans fired up over here. They missed Chris McCaffrey last year in the receiving. I hear you. Mac Jones, I'm saying, would die to have the running attack the Niners had last season. He would die for it. Just give him any semblance of a running game, the play action would be on fire, even to Kendrick Bourne, DeMarcus Robinson. Travis, Oakland, wants to join the conversation. What's up, Travis? You're on the Morning Roast.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I'm driving down to Monterey, a little golf trip, and I've been listening in for the last hour, so I thought I would give you a ring. Look, I think, first of all, I was a little bit skeptical when we signed Mac Jones as the backup, and I was like, okay, great. I just, for until
this stretch of games, my memory of him was when he cried when he sprained his ankle, which is insane because he's ended up being tough as nails. I don't know if you guys remember when they dragged him off at New England and carried him down the tunnel, and there's that video of him like screaming, crying, he thought he broke his ankle. It was just a sprain. But all that to be said, I think the big gap, to be honest, like, yes, both will excel in Shanahan's system, but it's really the mobility, right? And I think it's an underlying issue with the Niners is that this offensive line this year is atrocious, and I don't think we're talking about that enough. And so when Brock comes back, that's going to be the difference. It's extending plays. It's being able to pick up a couple yards and go from, you know, third and long to third and manageable, hopefully. And I think last year, to Brock's credit, I mean, that offensive line last year, the back half of the season, atrocious. The interior guard play outside of Pooney, not very good. Brendel wasn't very good. Trent was hurt, if I remember correctly. I kind of blacked out last season. Look, Mac last week against what I would consider a pretty stout defense in Tampa, he got hit. He struggled. There were times where he couldn't get it out, right? He beat the Cardinals. He beat the Saints. The Rams game was an all-around team effort. Let's see what he does when he starts to get into a little bit more tougher D lines. And I guarantee you that gap of the mobility may come through. I'm curious what you guys think about that. But thanks for taking the call, boys. Hope you have a great Friday.
Appreciate it. Travis in Oakland going down to my neck of the woods. Same with the 831 down to Monterey. Let's go. Get some golf on.
There you go. It's always good to have you in golf. Shout out Joe Shasky.
There you go. What he's doing today? He's playing hooky? You don't put that on Shasky. He's like, guys,
I'd say he's playing golf today, but guys, he's a guy who likes to play golf.
Guys, I'm really sick. I'm so sorry. I got a wife, a kid, a baby, all that.
Now watch this drive.
And then we see you later. He's at Pebble Beach playing Bryson DeChambeau and Steph Curry.
Guys, this green is not as long as you think it is.
There you go.
We can get under 50.
You had a response to Travis, though, Sammy, there?
I think he's got a good point about the offensive line. I don't care how good a quarterback is. If you got a bad offensive line, you're not going to be upright. You're not going to be able to do your job. Like, you know, the quarterback position is the most important position in sports, blah, blah, blah. But it's contingent on having a competent offensive line, which the 49ers have not had now for going on 2 years. Dominic Pooney, it's been okay this year, and he's supposed to be the guy who's supposed to be on the up and up last year. Colt McKivitz, I've never been big on, but I'll admit he's having a solid season this year. Or is he having a solid season, or is just the other O-line play so bad that he's your good one? Connor Colby, I was high on him at the start. He's a rookie. You're going to have growing pains there. Jake Brendel, the fact that he's lasted this long has always been impressive to me. And then, of course, that gets us to the guy at the end, Trent Williams, who, I mean, let's just acknowledge this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Trent Williams plays probably one of the most, if not the most difficult position in all of professional sports, and that is left tackle in the NFL.
Yes.
That is an incredibly difficult, physically demanding position that will absolutely chew up your body and spit you out and turn you into mulch. And he has been playing at an incredibly high level deep into his 30s. Spinoni, I sneeze wrong and I hurt my back, and I'm 32. He's 35, 36, 37, handling the toughest position in sports. That is an incredible feat, and he's doing it still better than, if you were to rank the 32 starting left tackles in the NFL right now, is he number one? No. Is he in the top 50%? Absolutely. Is he in the top 75, top 25%? Yeah, I still think he might be a top 10 tackle. But he is quickly regressing in the wrong direction. And the 49ers having absolutely no backup plan to offset any decline from a aging left tackle, to me, just seems like roster malpractice there. Like, you have to know, like, yes, Trent's going really, really well until he doesn't. And at some point at that age, at an age where very few tackles are able to keep playing at that age, you need to be ready for that eventuality of, no, Trent's not that guy anymore. Well, I got news for you, everyone. Trent, I don't think, is that guy anymore. I don't think he's that dependable left tackle. Will there be moments? Absolutely. You know, you never truly lose it completely until you're too old to do it. But he's not the dependable force at the end of this offensive line that he has been the last couple years. And that's why I think the running game has struggled. You know, those stretch, you know, run off tackle plays, they run to the left side. They don't go anywhere as much because, A, I do think part of it is McCaffrey's losing some burst. That comes with age. He's 29 years old. His legs might as well be 37. But it's also the fact that the guy who helped make those plays run or work so well in Trent Williams, he doesn't have that push that he used to have, that push that made this running game so effective. So you talk about, you know, would Mac die for the running game that Brock had last year? I think this team would die for the run maker they had last year in terms of Trent Williams.
Sure. I hear you on that. By the way, I did look up the stats that you were alluding to, because right now we're talking about the gap between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones, and right now we're talking about, well, Mac, you know, this season he's had Christian McCaffrey. Last year, Brock, he would kill to have a Christian McCaffrey. Well, my argument is he had a running game last year, Brock Purdy. Mac hasn't had that all season long. And the leading rusher, as we all expected, Jordan Mason, averaged 5.2 yards carry, played in 12 games last year. Isaac Garendo suited up for all 16. I don't know. I'm going to trigger some people here with Isaac Garendo, second leading rusher for the Niners last season. He did average 5 yards a carry, 420 yards, had 4 touchdowns on the ground. I know. He had a running game. He did. We don't want to talk about it. And
how
I know.
Good did the running game do him last
year? Well, I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you, Sam. Well, and what version of Christian McCaffrey would he have looked like last year? Would he have looked like the same version this year? Yeah, that would have helped in the receiving game. I don't know what it would have looked like. Jordan Mason might have just had a better burst. He might just have a better burst going forward.
I think Mason's just better running through guys. Or well, I think McCaffrey is able to move burst, around too. Guys.
He's got a better burst right now. Jordan Mason just has fresher
legs.
I think
he's Jordan Mason to me. Like, I like
they
Jordan
miss
Mason.
Him, by the way, as we're talking about
no,
this.
No, I like Jordan Mason a lot. He was, you know, again, I love, you know, I'm going to harken back the old, that 2005 USC team with Lendale White and Reggie Bush. Remember what they called them? Thunder and Lightning.
There you go.
That's what Mason and McCaffrey were to me. That was the Niners version of Thunder and Lightning. And to me, in my opinion, that's the best kind of combination you can have between two running backs is a Thunder and a Lightning back.
Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that, like, if you had, like, Mason paired up with McCaffrey as that being the 1-2 punch, like, oh, I love that combination. I don't, if you have just McCaffrey, you've seen we can win with just McCaffrey. He's special enough to do that. But I don't think Mason is a guy who, alone, like, he can't be your one. He's a 1B at most. Kind of like Brian Robinson Jr. if the 49ers actually wanted to use him, which, as we're talking about this struggling running game, Brian Robinson Jr., are we going to, like, John Lynch talked about this with Matt Maiocco on the Niners Talk podcast a couple weeks ago. We have that sound buried somewhere in our system if you want to find it. But basically, to what Lynch said was, in this summation of it was just the way they want their running backs to run, cut, slash a certain way, and Robinson just isn't quite there yet. There's clearly something they want to see from B-Rob that they're not seeing yet.
He's an upright runner. Shouldn't they have known that, though, when they traded
him? Well, then that goes... Yeah. That's no team loves just, like, bringing in running backs and then never using them, quite like the Niners. But then they run Garendo and Mason into the ground.
Unless it's Raheem Mostert or Matt Breida. Yeah.
It's the usage of running back makes no sense.
By the way, you're speaking of thunder and lightning. That's what I call Evan Giddings' Lorenzo Neal. Because the kickoff show is going to be a Laughing Monk this
Evan the Lightning?
Sunday. I don't know. That's for you to find out. 3 o'clock, Sunnyvale, Laughing Monk. Be there, be square for the kickoff show. They'll have all the early games on. The beer garden's going to be rocking. They got a DJ. They got bartenders serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. Got to be honest, it's 7:45 a.m. I can go for a Gold Bar whiskey right about now. And if you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first serve. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 95.7thegame.com. Sign up now. That's 95.7thegame.com. What is the gap right now between Mac Jones and Brock Purdy? 888-957-9570. Talking about the gap, though, you're right. The gap might not be large between those two guys, but the gap between Christian McCaffrey and anyone else on this team running the ball is Grand Canyon-esque. Jose's in Oakland, wants to join the conversation. Jose, what's up, man? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, good morning, guys. Look, fans are out of like kids, okay? They always want to play with a new, brand new shiny toy, okay? It happened when we had JT O'Sullivan. Ooh, look at the pass. You know what happened when they had, when we got Nick Mullins. It seems like fans seem, in four games that Mac has played, he's won three of them, we seem to forget that Brock Purdy took us to two NFC Championship games and a Super Bowl.
I haven't forgotten.
Why? Because he's out of the game right now. He's not playing. So to them, this is what they see right now. What have you done for me lately? You know what? I think you play better, you know, than Brock Purdy. The reason why we think that way is because you have 25% of the fans that are hardcore fans. Okay, they're always going to remember the guys that they got you there. And then you got the other 75% that are always looking for something better. To them, it seems to them that Mac is better because of the games that he's played, because he's won, which for the most part, I would say two of those games were won by the defense. They weren't even won by Mac Jones, but he has played really, really good. I am satisfied with the fact that he is our backup quarterback. But to me, that's what he is, a backup quarterback. And if you were to ask, probably about 50% of the league, if you had a choice to get either Brock Purdy or Mac Jones from the 49ers right now, who do you think that they would go for? What do you guys think?
Jose, let me ask you a question. Right. How big of a gap do you think there is between Brock and Mac?
If I were to say between 1 and 10, I would have to say a 7. The mobility makes a big difference because if Mac Jones had the mobility the Brock Purdy has right now, then we would really be talking about something else.
Okay? So I like the way that he quantifies
that. Jose.
Because the way you asked the question, how big is the gap, I'll be honest.
I usually go percentage. I'm a percentile kind
there
of a
go.
Guy.
Yeah, because that is the thing I think what makes the question so difficult is that yeah, it's kind of hard to truly quantify what that gap looks like. The way Jose just did it, though, I like it. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the massive gulf that Jermaine Wiggins once spoke
of. That's the Grand Canyon, the 10. Okay.
Yeah, and if 1 is they're basically the same guys with different jersey numbers, I like Jose's 7. I like that number.
That's a big gap. I don't think I agree with that at all. 7? 7? What?
How about 6.7?
No.
Hey, 6.7.
I'm going like a 3 right now. That's where I'm at. It's like a 3.
I don't think it's that. If they're both 100% ready,
good to go. I think we all just slept on Mac. Let's just call it what it is, too. Mac is a good quarterback.
And I think
who's been dealt a very bad hand in the NFL. Can we agree on that, at least?
Yeah.
If Brock Purdy was in the same situation that Mac was put in early in his career, he'd look very similar, I'd think, in how we'd view him. It all matters about coaching and scheme, as we heard from Greg Cosell.
Okay, but still, the gap still exists then. And I think the fact that I don't think the narrowing of the gap, I don't think needs to be any sort of knock on either one of these or a boon on any one of these quarterbacks. It's just, at the end of the day, it's just, as Jose said, and this is what I point to, I do believe the mobility plays a factor
here.
You know, it's a lot of the plays that Brock makes is because he's able to extend plays. Again, this is why I go back to, you know, with a team that blitzes as much as Tampa, with a team that is going to be blitzing as much as Atlanta, you know, and Kyle Shanahan, he's going to be putting quarterbacks into these third and long situations. Having a quarterback who can get out of those situations and extend plays and make plays, or make a play like a guy who can get out of the pressure like Baker was able to do on that play, that third and 15 run that he had. Mac's never doing that kind of stuff. You know, Brock can pull off those kind of plays. Brock can extend plays with his legs, make those plays, push that ball downfield, which he can do, I think, better than most people will give him credit for. And the other point that Jose made is, you know, if you really want to get nitpicky with it, you know, and you could do this with any win, I'm sure, with the 49ers, but those first two wins in New Orleans and Arizona, I mean, a couple bounces. I mean,
no, he helped win that game in New Orleans. Like,
yeah,
that was
but
incredible.
You take away one or two of those drops, we're talking a different story here. You take away that James Conner injury, we're talking about a different story.
But now we're nitpicking here.
Exactly. I don't want to go too deep.
He did lead them down. Sam, can you agree? Stop. He led them down to a game-winning field goal drive. Did he not? Against the Arizona Cardinals.
If James Conner's healthy, though.
Great.
We all knew. We
Niners
all
aren't healthy. Yeah. They had a backup. Like, that was. They
no, and again, I just want to acknowledge Jose's point on it. I didn't want to dive deep down into it, but I do think that's a layer of everything that's gone into the season, too. There's a lot of. This is a big, thick recipe here, Spadoni. There's a lot of different ingredients we're putting into this pot.
Yeah, and I just disagree that he wasn't the reason that they didn't win those games. We like to, again, nitpick. Like, was and he said Brock Purdy took us to the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. Well, did he take them, or was it the team that helped take him there? He wasn't very good in some of those playoff games either. Now he did like Mac did, like the game-winning drive when it mattered. Mm-hmm. So, like, again, it's the bus driver. Is it the passenger?
Great quarterbacks can turn a bad game into a good game.
It's a team sport.
And that's why I don't knock what he did in Seattle week one. You know, Brock had a bad first three quarters, put it together in the fourth. I watched Eli Manning put together a career that's going to end up in the Hall of Fame where he basically was booty for three quarters every week and then put it together in the fourth. You could have a very successful career doing that. Or, is anyone going to put you in the GOAT conversation? No. But can you win that way? Absolutely. And can you put on a gold jacket someday doing that? Not saying that Brock Purdy is on that trajectory or anything like that, but it is possible to be successful that way.
888-957-9570 is the number. The gap between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones is what? We're doing a scale of 1 to 10. If 10 is the Grand Canyon and 1 is just a little puddle, what is the gap for you numerically? Tony, San Jose, you're on the Morning Roast.
Morning Roast. I love you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Tony, I love you. What do you got?
I think the quarterback comparison is actually pretty damn close, and I think if Mac Jones had the weapons that Purdy's had in the past, we'd be definitely talking about a different situation. And then one more thing I'd like to say, if Kittle comes back on Sunday, it's going to be McCaffrey's first 100-yard rusher of the season.
Lock it in.
And yak it up.
There you go.
And yak it in.
Let's yak it in. Lock it in, whatever. That's Tony in San Jose.
I don't want to get that drop.
Off that yak, maybe. There you go, Tony.
I think that's a very good point there about McCaffrey potentially getting 100 yards.
We haven't talked enough about Kittle being back. That is massive.
I think maybe we can get into that on the other side because the usage of McCaffrey changed the second Kittle got injured. I think McCaffrey had one target in that Seattle game prior to Kittle going down. And then, you know, I could pull up my play sheet of everything. The targets that he started getting right after that spiked immediately. And this is where I say McCaffrey has been the MVP of this team this year. Because if McCaffrey does not step up and be the pass catcher he has been, I say he's in his Danny Amendola era. That's basically his. He's basically a supercharged Danny Amendola. If he does not step up and take over that role this year, I cannot imagine where this 49ers team is at. My guess is they're probably 2-4 that more likely than 4-2. If McCaffrey does not have the season that he's been having this year as a pass catcher. Kittle, going back to be that extra pass catcher now, that will help. And does McCaffrey run the ball more? Maybe he gets less targets. I don't know, but I don't hate that that opinion there from Tony in San Jose, not Oakland.
888-957-9570 is the number. The gap between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones is what? If you do scale 1 to 10, 10 being the Grand Canyon, 1 being a little puddle, what is that? We just had Jose saying it's a 7.
I didn't hate it.
I kind of did hate it. And then we had Tony right there saying it's not a very big gap at all. What's that number for you when it comes to a gap between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones? 888-957-9570 is the number. And I'll say this. The Niners do have two top 20 wide receivers this season. If you're going off total receiving yardage, they have two top 20 wideouts. Christian McCaffrey is number 8, and Kendrick Bourne is 19th with 371 receiving yards. Pretty insane. The skillet hands, hey, they're cooking, Carter, just like the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
The following 49ers players were limited at practice yesterday. Renardo Green, neck. Juwan Jennings, ankle, rib, shoulder. George Kittle has the hammy. Sky Moore, ankle. Dominic Pooney, knee. Brock Purdy, toe. Jordan Watkins, calf. These 49ers players did not practice yesterday. Yetur Gross-Matos with the knee and hamstring. Ricky Pearsall's got the knee. MVS with the calf. Everyone else should be healthy and good to go. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. And what's coming up right out of the break, your chance to win a Best Buddies bobblehead. I'm holding it up right now. Again, right out of the break. You guys can't go anywhere because we're hitting it right when we come out. That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Spadoni, Lubman, and Fischaski. It's the Morning Roast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.